I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
No, no, my boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
It is mentioned of in the Bible that there shall be a music that all people shall play and dance and sing with. What other music could that be? Reggae.
Him come from such a humble beginning. My father would always take us back to Trenchtown.
Would never lock his car up. That's like saying you don't trust people.
I was the one that he would call to get women out of his dressing room. I became his guardian angel.
All your parents do is smoke and play music. Nobody wanted their children around us.
The most important thing culturally that was happening in Jamaica at that time was Bob Marley exploding onto the world stage.
There was that sense that he's about to be massive.
Important if me can help plenty people. If my life is just me, my own security, then you don't want it. My life is for people.
Are you a rich man? You have a lot of possessions?
Position make you rich? I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life.
Love, prosperity, unified, yeah, Rastafari.
You're listening to 102.7 CKMS FM, Radio Waterloo.
Continually, and there's a natural mystic blowing through the air.
When you perform on the same bill with people like that, do you feel any different from when you perform in Jamaica on your own?
Well, right now, the difference in feelings. You know, right now, I don't really feel no difference. I just want to play good music and play good music. Mm-hmm. So I don't care which part of the music I play. Because it's not the people who I play music, you know.
Yeah. What exactly is the point you want to get to in music?
Well, the point is the fulfillment of revelation. And I man don't say it's my work for go out in a Babylon, really do what I do. But I find myself doing it and I can't stop it because greater power than the power I know of myself. Make I do it.
There's a natural mystic flowing through the air. If you listen carefully now, you will hear. This could be the first trumpet, might as well be the last.
Now, Bob, could we talk a little bit about you and how you started out in the singing business? I know you started very young. How did you start?
Started out crying.
Right from the start.
Yeah,
eh?
Started out crying, you know. And then music becomes a part. Our music is a part, I was a part, you know. What I tell you, it really started, it's really a thing when I really have to think about how it really started, because I can't be ungrateful to Jah. Because yesterday we started, yet it was yesterday, you know. So from the beginning, Jah created, you know, the starting for the man start.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So really have to think about from creation then.
All right. Well. Okay. Let's get it down to this sort of terms now. When did you first go in a studio, or somebody got you in a studio, or you went on a stage show or something, perform in public?
About 1960.
Yeah. No, what is that? You went in a studio to record?
No, go for
stage show.
Casting, yes. Casting. Them used to have a little thing down at Queens, there, you know. So one night, I go and I go sing a tune and win a pound. And the man, them tell us, I must start singing.
Right away?
Yeah, because them time I used to down Darling Street and Salty on a back wall and them place there, you know. Among some brethren who know the right but get brutalized by just saying right things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One good thing
about music when it hits you. You feel okay. Oh, I say one good thing about music when it hits you.
You feel okay.
Hit me with music. Yeah. Hit me with music now. This is
French Town Rock.
Don't watch that.
French Town Rock.
Big fish or sprat.
French Town Rock.
No, Bob, it seems to me you always seem to come back to the situation when you talk, that you're always aware of the suffering. It seems to me that is you keep coming right back to it all the time. I would you say you're a bitter person or angry or you know?
Well, I'm on sight of earth today, Neville. And when I'm on sight of earth, I know some people live off a false pretense, majority of them, you know, and I know say. I and I don't have to suffer the way always suffer. Not because of material things, but in some way material things becomes an object we make I and I have to suffer. And through the people and the teaching where them get and them want to come teach we the same teaching the whole wine where them get. And we show them the truth today. And so them fight against the truth because them say, well then, because of this self-pride and respect. Because you're older than me, I shouldn't come tell you something where you should have known long, long time ago. So you use this false pride and fight me down. Because when I tell you about Rastafari, through your long experience you are from time ago about the teaching where you get, you can't see this nothing in a new wine. This is creation, you know. Mm-hmm. But you can't see something where them don't teach you. You only have to see where them teach you.
Yeah.
So it's not angry and all of that, but it's just truth, you know. And
yeah.
And then it have to bust out a man like a river.
Right. And your way to bust it out is in your music. That's the way it comes out. That's how, eh?
Yes,
that's your expression.
So talk, yeah.
All right. Listen now, you talk about material things, right? But Bob, quite frankly, I don't think you would fairly say that right now you are a sufferer in the sense of money.
Well, if you check what money is, then money don't make you suffer, and money don't make you don't suffer. Hey, everything really rests in your mind, you know, because I dig this.
Yeah.
I man is a farmer, you know, and I man don't live with money. Them could have never give you a penny, I see. I man have to live. You know, but again, you know, I man can play music, and I man don't fear for the earth, so I man play music, and if money for come out of music, don't it come out of music, I don't mind directly. My heart really open wide, I bleed blood, forget money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
For the thing is, Selassie I is the king of kings on earth. No, which guy on earth rich like the king of kings? So my father is the richest man on earth. So I man a rich man. But then I mind make I and I suffer on you because, you know, I and I mind make I and I suffer on you. Because not material things make you suffer, you know, because just them never give a man more than him can bear. That means yes, a man tell me, say, yes, them never drink no tea and the other day never drink no tea, because I know if the man that want to drink tea, he could have drink tea.
Yeah.
So it's the mind things, you know.
Yeah. It seems to me you put such a lot in your lyrics. Does it bother you that Jamaica people don't hear your lyrics as well as they should? Or you think that they understand them and your message is getting across?
Well, I say, many shall be called, but only few chosen, right? And then, the people have listened for the last, for the trumpet, which is not no trumpet to a complete. Man of God talks, his imperial majesty, earth rightful ruler.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy. 'Cause none of them can stop the time.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Now, Bob, a lot of recording artists have come on the show, and a lot of them have talked in very bad terms about record producers in Jamaica and about the record industry in Jamaica generally. Now, you have been in it from, you know, a couple of years well now. What is your opinion of the situation now?
In Jamaica, and the recording scene in Jamaica, well, I think we're having a nice revolution because plenty of youth doing recording. Who never knows them who do recording? You know what I mean? So really, right now, we love what's going on. True, true.
But when you first started out, did you ever have any bad experiences with record producers?
Well, yes, but that is what caused the revolution today. Because through them treat we so bad at them time. You see, the word spread around, say, the producer treat you bad. That means all artists start do things for themselves and man do things so they can suffer and get it together down at the ghetto. And the guys, them who have them big studio and drive, say, well, then them is middle class and this, and we can only come to them studio, come chat to them and do a tune and get a £20. All of them things, they get a beaten. And it's the only opportunity to go through them tribulations right now. Because tribulations from both sides. For the youth when they come and for the guy when they get old.
Listen, did you, when you were coming along in the business and you're having some bad experiences, did you ever feel at any time that you had had enough, that you would like to get out of this business, or is it something that you cannot get out of?
Yeah, man, one time I know, well, all right, getting out of the business is a different thing, but one time I feel like I should take up my arms, you know, and do a thing, but just say, no, youth, cool, because it's so rest, you know, and I glad, say, that's how it work out for a man. Them go have too much wickedness out there, you know.
Yeah. Tell me, now, let's go to this business of your religion. You're a Rastafarian. How long have you been a Rastafarian?
How long have I been a Rastafarian? I am a Rasta man, you know. I stand Rasta. If you say how long, it's like, again, you have to say from creation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you can overstand it that way. Because you're like, say, you're like, say, 15 years, 10 years. It's not really so. It's from creation.
But you know, a lot of people in Jamaica, they hear about Rasta, they see Rasta, but yet a lot of things about it they do not understand. Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian?
I would say to the people, man, be still and know that his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty. Now the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I the children say so. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see what kind of more reveal our people want, more God for reveal to them. What them want? They want a white God. Well, God come black.
Yo, listen, Bob.
Choo choo.
Yeah.
I would never give the
others, but the ones who set them up.
You know, a lot of people have a feeling that a lot of guys who claim to be Rastas are really, as one song says, rascal.
Many shall be called, but only few chosen, you know. And they shall sheep and wolf in sheep clothing. But I know I couldn't watch that this day because I have to live Rasta and no Rasta. I know come to judge a man, just to leave a judgment unto him. So all the people who see a man out there and say, oh, him a go and say, him say my Rasta. Who is them for say, oh, him a go and so? When God say, leave all judgment unto him.
Yeah. But what do you think about all this crime and violence going on though, as a Rasta?
And laws cause crime and violence. Well, I know really, you know, I mean, you know what I mean? Earth a come, earth a forward to creation was an earth for rest. It's a mind thing. Now all the laws that we abide by and blah blah boom 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 because we suffer. As any man can know that. Them laws that them have done must be a must. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which laws? You speaking about any laws in particular?
Every law. The only law which is law is the law of life, the law of live. Now dig this, a man build him city and him say he want these people for run it and him want these people for live here. So no, me don't want get involved talking like he's a politician now. Me want in the big, you know what I mean? Me just want to talk about righteousness like civilian.
Jah
rightful rule and him run the wire fence.
Am I right in assuming that Rastas do not believe in violence at all?
Rasta don't believe in violence, man. Rasta don't believe. Rasta know.
Yeah.
This is when you believe is that mash you up. Mm-hmm. You must know what you know.
Yeah.
Earth is earth. Within 2,000 years, now it's 1,973. Like I say again, I don't do this thing for no money business. Mm-hmm. This thing is if Jap come in our heart and make it move that I have to go in England, go say these things again, or say these things in America or Australia. I will have to go because I personally is a servant of His Imperial Majesty.
Right.
Not doing no hard work, just doing what just say I have to do.
Yeah.
And Jim gave him the power to play music and him gave the inspiration to say the things and the people who him work to, because I'm a no say, Jaina have been living in every life. No, some people are devil and some people are angel. Dig, just to leave all judgment unto him. Dig, so, you know, it's plenty things. There's certain things a man have to really keep to himself and try to suss it out for himself, because you can say things at the time you say it's not so right and maybe not. You know what I mean? You have to really, because things are things that Jah teach every day, and sometimes you have to learn it You have to know him, say.
Yeah.
You have to suss it out.
Don't ask me why.